This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ 91.5 FM. I'm Becky Vivi. A former Chicago cop is fighting to keep his pension despite being convicted of multiple felonies. William Pruente was convicted in a trial 3 years ago, but he applied for his retirement benefits anyway, and the police pension board told him in November they would give him his pension. That same board reversed itself this morning. WBEZ's Dan Mihalopoulos was there, and he's back in the studio to tell us more about this unusual story. Dan, let's start with what the law says about cases like these.
Well, it seems pretty clear. If you're convicted of a felony in the line of duty, it's something you're doing in relation to your job, the state pension code says you have to lose your pension. And in William Parente's case, he's a cop who had 20 years of experience when he got convicted for lying in his testimony in a drug case that he was working. But in November, he went to the pension board. He made a very emotional appeal, said that he had really no other source of income, and the pension board told him he can get his pension anyway. Pruente thanked them profusely, telling him it was the greatest gift that they could give him.
And so why was that not the end of the matter?
Well, I got a tip about this case in early December, and I filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the pension board asking for all the documents in this matter, and they stonewalled me at first. They denied my request, which seemed odd because they had discussed this case in an open meeting and taken a vote already. They gave in to my request eventually when I appealed that denial, and I learned that they had, quote, rescinded the vote to give Pruente his pension. And I learned that they plan to make their final decision today.
So to recap, they awarded his pension and then they took it away after you started asking questions. So tell us about the scene today where they made their final decision.
Right, Becky. The pension board had voted 4-2 in November to give him his pension, but things were very different today. They voted unanimously to reverse themselves and deny him his pension. This pension board is made up of appointees of the mayor, the city treasurer. They were always against giving Pruente his pension, but there were four trustees who are elected by the cops who voted in November to give him his pension and then switch sides today. I asked one of them why. This is retired cop Mike Lappy.
It's absolutely terrible. And believe me, we feel this pain. But, you know, but today's decision, I mean, we had to do what he had to do, and hopefully the courts will work it out.
Pruente himself left without commenting, and he even held a folder over his face to prevent me from taking his photo.
Now he says the courts will work it out, so this is not over yet. What's next?
So Pruente's lawyers say they're going to sue. What else? And they say they're going to win because the board can't just change its mind. This is Pruente's lawyer, Tim Grace.
The board gave it to him, and they said they were going to give him it. They sent him the letters out saying he was going to get it. Then for some reason, Chicago, doesn't surprise me, they changed it and turned it all around with no authority to do so.
And the pension board's lawyer says the board will be prepared to defend today's final decision in court.
Well, it's a story we'll be watching. That's WBEZ investigative reporter Dan Mihalopoulos. Thanks, Dan.
My pleasure.